Thank you, Steve, or whoever did that. I presume it was Steve.
It's me, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Oh, you know what I'm like about remembering to do that, so thank you.
Welcome. Okay. Hi, my name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony.
Welcome everyone to the bi-monthly HIGNA Area Service Committee. Could we have a moment's silence for the service prayer? It's in the chat box as we speak. God grant us the knowledge that we may act on accordance of our divine will, divine precepts, sorry, instill in us a sense of your purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness that may truly be your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, guys. Can we just start off with a roll call, please, of your positions here or any other group, or if you're just here visiting. Thank you. Who would like to start off? Would I go to the top of the list, which is me, actually. And here.
I'm Christina, I'm an addict, and I'm vice chair of the ASC at the moment.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Addict Hilmaire. I'm here doing service for the illness in recovery meeting. I'm representing the group today. We don't have a GSR at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Hilmaire.
Hilmaire.
I'm Ellie, I'm an addict. I am the chair for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting. Alternate chair, alternate moderator for the illness and recovery meeting, and the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm web tech, and I'm also do service to the Friday and Saturday night meetings.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Can I just quickly say, sorry, I didn't know that we almost state our service. I do our own service. I do chair in the illness and recovery, and I do alternate service in the Tuesday lunchtime meditation meeting. Thank you.
All right, Hilary.
Thank you, Hilary.
I'm an addict in recovery. My name is Michael. I am the I'm the RCM for the HIGNA group. I also serve as the host of the Monday 7 p.m. Let's Get Better Together group, as well as moderator for the NGSR for the Tuesday Ask It Basket meeting. Thank you.
Welcome, Brother Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Hi, my name is Molly and I'm an addict. I am GSR for the Wednesday Women's Meeting.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi all, my name is Andy. I'm an addict. I'm just a member at large. I'm just here to visit and listen. Thank you.
Welcome,
Andy.
Yeah, hi, my name's Penelope and I'm an addict and I'm I'm the same as what she just said.
Thank you, Penelope.
I'm Jackie, I'm an addict.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, I'm the same. I'm visiting and just came out of interest to see if there's any service needs doing.
Thank you, Jackie.
Welcome, Jackie.
Right, is there anyone else?
I'm an addict named Maud, and I too am just visiting.
Hi there, Maud.
Welcome, Maud.
that everyone that we've done the roll call through. Jay, is Jay there? Jay, are you there? Finding this moderator, but he doesn't seem to be about. Okay, guys, let me open my pages over here. Could we have approval for the last ASC minutes, please, from those here that are able to do that?
Yeah, I... Thank
you, Steve. It needs to be seconded by someone.
You're moved.
Thank you very much indeed. That's good. Okay, we're straight on to elections of trusted servants, alternatives, etc.
Sorry, Tony. I should have said a bit earlier. I have apologies from Lisa and Tammy who aren't able to be here today. Lisa will. She's the secretary, and she will produce the minutes from the recording. And Tammy is putting a group report for the Friday night meeting.
Thank you very much, Christine. Apologies accepted. Obviously, I actually wrote this down on a piece of paper, and I've mislaid my piece of paper. I mean, let's get on to the the election of trusted servants, alternatives, etc., as required. I believe we have a position for vice treasurer or vice secretary, alternative RCM. The RCM carries a minimum of 4 years clean time and a position as vice web servant. Also, my position is up this month. So that if we can take that into business, we can do so. Yeah, is everyone happy with that? I'll take that into business.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, right, we're going to go straight into the Treasury report. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to put what I've got here into the chat box so you can see it, and I'll just read it out as so you can actually physically see it, guys. Okay. So that's in the chat box as we speak. I'm just going to read through that, guys, if that's okay with you. Okay, I'm just going to scroll up. Here we go. Okay, the Treasury report as of the 28th of June 23, which was yesterday. Our balance at close of April's ASC was £1,509. Current financial status. The PayPal balance as of yesterday was £925.90. Our bank account balance was £418.45. The expenses out since our last ASC was £338.05. This includes a £300 contribution to the May Regional Service Committee and £13.25 for postage and £24.84 UK SOE tax. Our closing balance as of the 28th of 6/23 was £1,316, and I believe that's 80p. Our prudent reserve as of yesterday was £500. So that leaves the Tradition 7 surplus of £816.80. That's of yesterday's date. Current fixed annual expenses, now adjusted to reflect the slight increase for the years 22-23. The web and domain, etc. is £49.15 per year. The Blue Jeans account is £170.90. That includes the current Blue Jeans Enterprise account of the annual fee for 22-23. That brings us to a total of £207.64, which equates to 38 pence or 45 cents per meeting per week at current rates. Does anyone have any questions regarding the financial report?
No.
Excellent.
I have a question.
My name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Just to let you get, I'd actually forgotten to put it in, but Debs is our treasurer and actually put together the year-end report. I'll put that in the WhatsApp group later on, which is, she reconciles that for tax purposes, not that we pay any tax, but it's kind of, she's got all that, she's on top of all of that.
Thank you very much.
Just reconciliation, money in, money out, etc., etc., on the bank accounts. Cool, thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Did I hear your voice there, Michael?
Yes, I have a question. Is PayPal, the cost of using PayPal included in any of the balances of that, or do we pay for PayPal?
Can you help me out with that one, my friend? Because I believe you know better than I.
Yeah, I can say that. There's no charge to have a PayPal account as such. We do get charged a very minimal amount on each transaction, but the figures quoted are the net figures, not the gross figures. It's very small. It's like 1.4% or something like that on transactions, which is actually less than a standard account because we have a Clubs and Societies PayPal account. Does that answer your question, Michael?
It does. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Any money that we pay out attracts no fees. I can say the same for the bank account. The bank account does not incur any fees, nor does it accrue interest. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve. And thank you, Michael, for asking the question. Steve, would you like to read your report or would you like me to read it?
I can do that quickly for you, Tony, if you like.
Thank you very much.
I've got it here somewhere.
You want me to put it in the...
No, I've got it here somewhere. Can't find it. There it is. Okay, the website report. Website is running well. Development work is ongoing for the deployment of the new features. Bits and pieces being added. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content, software and plugin are being updated as required. New site security protocol seems to be working well. We don't seem to get so many junk emails and stuff. New content added to the other resources page, which is a new set of speakers. Dozens and dozens of speakers. They're all 10-minute shares, just for today's shares, from the Devon meeting. Someone passed us the link. It's a good one. I've checked it out. It works quite well. A slight issue in losing some email history on the meetings at email address. We're trying to figure that out. As part of that process, I've actually deleted, suspended all of my email forwarders to see if it stays the same. It's weird. None of the other email accounts lose emails, but for some reason that one does, and all the settings seem to be the same. So yeah, okay, but that's that. Well, yeah, we're just looking at that. This, however, is not interfering with emails being dealt with and responded as they come in. Mostly key tag and attendance verification requests. All other email accounts remain unaffected. That's the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve, for your service. Any questions for Steve regarding the website report? Okay. We're over to Brother Michael, RCM report. Over to you, Michael.
Afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm sorry, that is going to bother me. Is there a way I can get out of that echo? Oh, it's gone.
I've taken care of it, I think.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Christine. All right, this is, hopefully it'll be a short report, but I'll just give you the highlights of some of the things that will pertain to this group. Fellowship development service days, and which is the ED rep and vice chair will be delivering workshop on the environmental scan. They'll also be attending other workshops, as well as they'll bring a written report back to the region in July. The UKPI has incurring inquiries up to date and manageable, and just about manageable. The NA survey is still awaiting completion and distribution. Now urgent, it may be a 2024 survey, considering appointing a paid agent to do this. Audio basic texts are still awaiting completion by studio giving sections of the UKPI members to vet, then submit to NAS. Involvement with UKPI, despite sending circulars known as area PIs and to RCMs, only 20% of the areas are working with the UKPI. Okay. In the comms report, I'm just going to read out comms committee members, health volunteers, and reformation for distant sponsorship committee. They're starting one up, I believe. And this is from UKHNI, which Visionables are now called HMP Online, and it's accountability with the UKHNI committee. Issues setting up with the UKHNI committee, and okay, scratch that part. They'll be having merchandise. That just already passed. Hudson sponsorship? No. The Ad Hoc Guidelines Committee says they need specific position, but not any specific positions, but need more members. There are only three who are consistently able to attend. That means if the regular is unable to make it, we can't do business, and minimum requirement is three members. Therefore, we're appealing to more members to come forward to the group. We're always looking for members to join, especially those who have direct experience of topics under discussion. For instance, we're looking for concept 10 guidelines, but we need more experienced concept 10 to be available to do so. They're making slow and steady progress, which is greatly assisted by the attendance of some administration of committee members. I meet every Thursday at 7 to 8 p.m. And if you need that, I'll send all this out in the region report. This is just the action report. Coming dates for, and let me see if I can go back and hold on for 1 second. I'm going to see if I can go back and get the treasurer's report for you. Just give it a moment. My computer's running a little slow. Okay. Here we go. get rid of a few things. Nope, I think they'll help it out. I'm just going to ask if you can get back to me. I can give you the region's treasure report as soon as I possibly can bring it up. Sorry, I thought I had that up, but it didn't look like it was. So just give me, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. So we'll move on at the moment. Is that okay? And
that's
once you get together, and give us a call back, yes, Trevor?
Got a couple of comments.
Okay. Christine?
Yes.
Would you like to do the group report?
Yes, I'm happy to do that.
I've got a question. Hello, guys. I've got a couple of questions I'd like to bring up about.
Okay.
Sorry, apologies.
That's okay.
What, yes, sir.
This we got lots of clashing microphones. Specifically, there's two things really. The audio copy of the basic text. It was confirmed by the UK Fellowship Development Rep at the EDM, who asked a direct question of the soon-to-be executive director of NORS, Becky M. What the status, what the situation was with regard to audio copies of the basic text, and did they need to be put through any kind of translation or ratification of any description? And the answer came back as no. Basically, all NORS want is to be sent a copy of the audio tape. So why UKPI is saying that they need to send all that to NORS to be ratified is a bit of a mystery to me. That's one thing. Why are they doing that? They don't need to. And the other thing was in relationship to the ad hoc committee on the guidelines. It's what that is about, if anyone wants a bit of a clarification about it, is it's a committee that is tasked with looking at and either amending or correcting items in the regional committee guidelines. If anyone's interested in getting involved in that, give me a shout and I can put you in touch with the chair of that committee. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. May I ask a question? My name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Certainly, sir. Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't obviously here at the last area service committee, but I also understand in the minutes that it was brought up about EDM, about some paperwork, and I think Jay asked the question, is there any feedback from that? Because it seems like what Steve's just spoke about is sort of like a similar thing. Am I right there or not?
You're absolutely correct. Because of the situation, I didn't get a chance to address that particular issue, but I believe I can actually directly ask our regional delegate about it, which I unfortunately hadn't had the chance to ask her about that. But that is a very salient point, because that for those for clarity, Jay asked if the European the EDM can make their own literature, and I just and unfortunately did not get a chance to talk about that at the regional level this last month due to circumstances with my computer, so it just. So I have a problem with Zoom on my computer, so I apologize for that. So I didn't get an answer from them. I didn't get a chance to address the question. Anyway, I will get that information to you as soon ASAP. So, and I will put it on the, when I get that response, I will put that on the Higna business page. Does that answer your question, Tony?
Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, thank you very much indeed for that. So it gives me clarity as well, because also I know there's a question asked and I wasn't sure whether to take that into a business, but you've dealt with it. So thank you very much indeed. Right. With that, I'm gonna pass over to Christine again until you're ready with your stuff, Michael, okay? Thank you very much, Christine. Would you like to continue with the roll call, please? Group. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Bit of a reprieve for me this month, but group reports starting with Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Just for Today meeting. Now, Mark can't attend the ASC, but that's on an ongoing basis, and he chairs and moderates. He does all the service on that meeting, but he did say it was okay for me to give a quick group report, if that's all right with everyone. I mean, it's not a voting matter, so as vice chair, there's no conflict of interest, I don't think. The meeting has between 8 and 15 attendees and probably the 8 are regular attendees who go there every week. It's got a good message of recovery. It's a small meeting, so people have plenty of time to share. And that's it. So, Monday, 1 p.m. meeting. Jay, are you with us? He must have got called away. I'll come back to him.
Okay, I attend that meeting regularly. It's going well. Nothing to report. It's a good little meeting.
Yeah. Okay, Monday evening LGBT meeting, Michael.
Hi, family. I'm grateful I can recovery. My name is Michael. Meeting's going well. Message is being carried. We have full service positions at this time. Unfortunately, our GSR is not today available today. I'm not. I probably will be asking about that. Anyway, good group, and we get an average attendance of 12 people, so it's been really good for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Tony, it seems to be your mic that's causing a lot of the feedback that we're getting, so can you just remember to mute it in between your bits, basically. But I do think you were about to say something.
Yes, that's correct. I just want to say apologies on behalf of Mark, because I knew he had to go to a therapy today. So that's just something that I know off the top of my head. So I'm just putting that over to you guys, okay?
Thank you. Okay, that brings us to Tuesday meditation meeting. Now, we don't have a GSR, despite regularly announcing that at the meeting. We don't have a GSR for that meeting. I do service there. So I'm not the chair yet, but I'm not sure if I have to get, well, I'll ask anyway. Is everyone okay with me just putting a short group, because I currently represent it at the ASC, basically. So if there's no objections, I will report for that group. Okay, so, the Meeting is growing in size. It has a, for anyone that doesn't know, we have a 15-minute period of meditation when it's silent in the room and everyone can meditate in their own way. And strong message of recovery, step 11 meditation meeting, you read from step 11. And we're struggling for a while, but it has picked up considerably. We get a lot of just drop-ins, I would call them, and regular members are attending in bigger numbers. Thank you. That's that one. Tuesday evening Ask It Basket meeting.
Hi, everyone. I'm Grateful Addict in Recovery still. I'm still Michael. I'm the GSR for that group. Message being carried. Good. We have approximately 12 to 15 attending at any given time. We do need someone to help post at that meeting. Would be a lovely thing. We do have a greeter, I think. Don't quote me on that. I'm just putting this out here, and the person, said person, could correct me on this. The person who runs the meeting's been doing it for quite a while, and if anybody's interested in doing service and would like to do the Ask It Basket meeting as a host, we greatly appreciate it. Outside of that, they're enjoying doing the service for that group until someone wants to step up. So that's my report for the Tuesday meeting. And I do have a question. Can we submit written reports after the ASC?
Technically, I think that's okay because Lisa produces the minutes from both the recording and any group reports, I believe. So that has, you know, there'll be a slight delay in that. So as long as it's done quickly, I think the answer to that would be yes. Steve or Tony know anything different?
Editor Marie, can I just ask, do we actually need to submit the report to HIGNA ASC, and how do we do that then?
Okay, there's a group report form on the website which is accessible. I can tell you, I don't know if you're very familiar with the HIGNA ASC page. It is a password protected, but everyone knows the password. It's HIGNA ASC 2019, which is when it came into existence. But I can help you with that later on, Hilmary, if you like. But the submission of group report forms isn't, or you can submit your report in any other way. You don't have to use the form. You can just send an email. At least if it's on the form, they're all in the same place. But it's not essential. I don't actually submit a written report. I just give the verbal report for the Tuesday meeting. Ellie, your hand is up.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Ellie Addict. And when I post a lot of the readings, there's an information. I always include information of where you can get the group report. It's actually posted whenever I post about the ASC, there's a link that goes directly to the group, to the section, and it includes the password, and all you have to do is put that in, and there is a group report on that page. So, and I always submit group reports. That's what I'm used to. So it's actually very easy. Very, very, anybody needs help with that, I can help them. That's it.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
So that's Wednesday lunchtime. Jay, are you with us yet? Not here in body, but not in spirit, or even I person.
I can just say, yeah, group's running well, good atmosphere recovery, nothing else to report. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
And Wednesday Women's Meeting. I believe that's Molly.
Yeah, hi, my name's Molly and I'm an addict. I'm GSR for the Wednesday Women's Meeting. Meeting's running well. We have a rotating format, so Step, Living Clean, Justice Day and Speaker. Messages being carried. However, we have had concerns raised about the accessibility of blue jeans. So we are looking at ways that we could potentially adapt with screen sharing and things like that. We have rotated our service positions. More positions are filled. However, we're always grateful for some support. Typically, our attendance is quite low, averaging about 6 people. But the last 2 weeks, we've had more attendees, with 12 at most. But we only have 4 regular attendees, all of which are group servants. But yeah, it's a nice little meeting.
Thank you. I would just say that there is precedent in Higna for using screen share to put up all the stuff, if that's what you mean. But I understand it didn't then show very well on phones. That was my understanding of it.
That's what we're having. We're playing around with it a bit at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, get back to us.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Molly. And
Molly.
Thursday IP meeting.
Hi, my name's Penelope and I'm an addict.
Hi, Penelope.
Hi. I'm going to represent the meeting. We haven't elected a GSR as yet, for various reasons. We had to postpone the group conscience. We're well attended, carry a good message, seems to be quite popular, regulars turn up a lot. And it's between sort of 12 and 18 members every week, and we do an IP reading, which gives us more time to share. So we only do one of the basic text readings, which is why we're here. And then we're having a change round on committee. We're looking for people to do service. If anybody would like to come along or just register it as a home group. And I think that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Penelope.
Thursday. Thank you, Penelope. Thursday. Illness and recovery meeting, and we again haven't elected a GSR, but I think we had you have someone representing.
Yes, Addis Hilmere.
Hi, Hilmere.
Hi. Thank you, Christine, and everyone. Our group, our Thursday night group, is going really well. We have very good attendance in the meeting. We're attracting newer members, yet also members with experience. So we are still looking for a GSR in the meeting. And Christine and Ellie are moderating alternating the moderation, the being moderator. Michael has also helped out with that. But I think we are looking for a person to take that on, as Christine has done it for a very long time. And yes, It's a good meeting. We do read literature, and at the end of the month, we have a share. So it's a share meeting tonight. So all is welcome, and thank you all.
Thank you, Hilmedy. I would just add that we have members in the meeting with a great deal of any long timers in the meeting who also have a lot of experience of living with illness or just aging issues in recovery, and therefore, you know, people with illness and recovery issues tend to find it a very supportive meeting.
Yes, I think I did say that members with experience will, but thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Hilmedy.
Thank you, Hilmedy. Thank you, Christine.
Then we come to Friday Living Clean meeting. My favourite.
Tammy sent her apologies. She's not here, but she has submitted a report. I can tell you what it is. Average attendance 10 to 15. Atmosphere of recovery is good. Nothing else to say. Thank you. Good little meeting.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And back to you, Saturday speaker meeting.
Belly.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, sorry. I'm Ellie, an addict. I submitted a group report. We have about 10 to 12, sometimes a little more, usually 10 to 12. It's a good meeting. And I would say it's almost sometimes, if we don't have a speaker, we do the just for today. And I don't know if we want to change that at any time or just keep it as Saturday night speaker meeting. And it's a great meeting. It's recorded, and then the recordings are put onto the website, the Hygna website of Saturday of speakers. So great meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. Yeah, I think at the last or recently we decided that in the meeting list, Steve would change it to speaker/just for today meeting, so that on the weeks that we didn't have a speaker, it was clear, you know, for people that might come for the first time. And that concludes the group reports. So back to you, Tony.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you very much, Christine. Thank you for your service.
Can I just jump in as tech and mention a couple of things, please, in respect to the group report?
Over to you then, Steve.
Thanks, guys. In answer to your question, Molly, all you need to do is press the record button and you will record record either the whole meeting or the part of the meeting you want to record. What I just made a note was if your meeting is recording speakers, can you please PM me the name of the speaker and their clean date, because that makes it easier for me, because I'm the person that processes it as the tech. But that's possible. You're quite happy, Molly, to do that. And also in respect to the screen sharing stuff, I've just let Molly know. If she wants to give me a shout, I've given her my number. I can walk her through that process. It's not that difficult if you want to do that. Bearing in mind each meeting is autonomous. And the other thing I want to say, if you're meeting struggling as autonomous meetings, you have the link for your meeting. If you want to put that on social media in various groups that you're a part of, feel free.
We also have the Hygna Facebook page.
We do. I mean, if people wanted to do that, we could put that on the Facebook page. That's connected to about 15 various social media groups, if that was what people wanted to do. Just let us know. We're happy to do whatever it is you need, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, I understand that.
I'm sorry, I have.
Andy's got her hands raised. Do you need to ask a question, Andy?
Yeah, hi, my name is Andy. I'm an addict. Actually, I just wanted to jump on with what Steve was just talking about with the help regarding Wednesday's women's meeting. I also attend. I don't think we're looking at so much as recording, but we're interested. We have a member who has recently reached out about making it available for people, let's say, with eyesight difficulties. I don't know the right word. Visually impairment. And there we go. And so we were just like trying to think of ways to share the screen so that we could be able to allow these people to, you know, whoever they are, you know, be able to add the, sorry, I just got a text, got confused, but be able so that like somebody who might be visually impaired will be able to open, yeah, have the app open and then be able to like zoom in so that they could see, whereas with the text in the chat box it would, it only stays at one size. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so that was going to be my question. If, you know, if it needs to be for later, that's fine. I was just going to find out like what experience do other people have with screen sharing.
Same response really, Andy. If you guys want to, I've given Molly my phone number. Accessibility is a big issue. I'm connected with the Never Alone Deaf groups that are using in the US that have got signing and stuff going on in their meetings. That's a really cool idea, being able to do that to make the text bigger so that people with sight impairment are able to read it. Give me a shout, you guys. Call me and we'll see if we can work something out. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
I have my hands up. I'm sorry. I just have a quick question. At what point can I bring up moderator? We had some issues at one of the meetings where there were bombers, and a lot of, you know, it's easy to get them out, but when they start posting into the chat box, the one thing that was mentioned to me that I didn't do was delete. I did not save, download and save the chat before I deleted it. So I wondered, at what point is there in this meeting, could we bring that up? Or somehow get educated on how to do that if you are a moderator? I know how to do it, but I don't know if everybody else does. Hope it made sense.
Yes, I think maybe it will be a good idea, and I think it has been done, but maybe...
No, is that under new business, is what I'm trying to say. Is this the time to talk about that, or is it new business?
Well, we take that into new business. We'll do the old
Thank
business
you.
First and then move on to that, Ellie. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Off there, and then I'm supposed to be on. Okay, old business. I've got here, use of Tradition 7 funds. Any input from the group regarding the use of Tradition 7 funds?
I'm Christine and Roger.
Hi, Christine.
Some time ago, I had the idea, and it was actually approved in principle by the ASC of sending literature, because we have, you know, it was prompted by the huge number of drug deaths that we have in Scotland. And with HIGNA being technically Highlands and Islands, which was at the time in Scotland, I came up with the idea of sending some very simple, paying for and placing in police. Is it the holding cells? Basically, the cells that are in police stations when people are arrested for things like shoplifting and so on, where substances are an issue, and then I was unable to follow through on it. Now, I would like to revisit that. My health is very variable, but I still think that's a great idea. And what I can do, because I've done this kind of thing before, both professionally and within NE, is contact find out from Police Scotland who to speak to about getting permission and, you know, getting agreement from Police Scotland to do this mail shot, because if we don't have agreement, they won't do it. And then what would happen, what would follow after that? If we got agreement, obviously we'd have to come back to the ASC and decide what went into the mail shot, set a nominal budget. I mean, I came up with a basic, and I came up with, you know, I just did an idea for what might go into the packs and how much that would cost, etc., and had a basic budget at the time, but that would all have to be revisited. I can do that stuff, but then there would come the physical, someone would have to then have the literature sent to them and physically do the mail shot. It would be a PI kind of thing, but we don't currently have a PI rep. Somebody's just asked if that would be a PI thing. And we were going to liaise with PI in, I'm not sure what area of Scotland, but with Scotland anyway, to discuss this. I mean, there was some liaison went on. Steve spoke to somebody at the time who thought it was a good idea and didn't mind if we did it. You know, we wouldn't have stepped on any toes, but then it'll be different people now. All of that we can get, you know, Steve is very good. He's got a lot of contacts with these people, so I could ask him to revisit that. The main job is someone to physically do the mail, you know, put it together. And I might be able to do that, and, you know, that's a doddle. It's just this, you need the space to, you know, a big table to put it all on, basically, and then shoving things in envelopes from a list. I still think that's a great idea. And at this point, I'm just asking for, and still very necessary. You'd be surprised how many people in Scotland, and certainly I can only speak for this area, have never heard of any. Because the local services almost blanketly, do not bring that into the mix when they're dealing with people. It's all put them on methadone and leave them there forever. You know, we just don't come up. I think it would be a great idea, but all I'm asking for at this stage is, would the ASC be happy in principle with me revisiting that?
What are the group's thoughts around Christine's proposition?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I still think we need to be liaising with the PI and possibly the Scottish areas.
What I've done is I've put in the UKPI email address and the link that takes you to when they meet UKPI online. It's the first Tuesday every month at 7 o'clock. Would be worthwhile popping into that committee if someone wants, if you want to do that, Christine. I mean,
yeah, jump. I could do that. Can you put the information that you're, can you WhatsApp that to me, Steve?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I'm still having problems with this new phone and copying and pasting things between things. So if you do that, and all I would be doing at this side would be at this point would be approaching Police Scotland and connecting with UKPI.
Yeah, I think that's the first port of call, really, is to because you're talking about Scotland wide. I mean, if you're going to go and talk to, I understand Police Scotland is a kind of generic thing that covers the whole of Scotland, but
it is. I mean, but there weren't a great number of places where prisoners were held in the shot, you know, just after arrest. Custody suites.
Yeah, there weren't.
I can't remember what the number was off the top of my head, but there actually weren't that many of them. I can't even remember a ballpark figure, to be honest, but it's easy enough to find out. I did manage to find that out at the time, if you remember, Steve.
I do.
I mean, it could be that I make the initial contact and the UKPI can help us with the mailing.
Quite possibly, yeah. UKPI have got funds for doing that kind of thing as well. They have funds available for that kind of stuff. But I think, as I said before, it's really important that we would liaise with the other Scottish areas because there's a lot of that going on. I'm aware that Glasgow do it quite extensively already. I don't know whether any of the other Scottish areas do, but it's a great idea in principle. And
I know it used to happen in London because I was once a chair of North London PI, and that happened from I think UKPI. They certainly went into London. There was always where to find, etc. About.
Yeah. And again, it's a question of what's the focus of that. I mean, would it be bringing attention to the fact that the online to us as an online area and online meetings, or is it going to be simply NA as a whole, which is not really our remit? That's UKPI's work. If it's us reaching out to areas where there's no NA, that's a different question.
I think that was part of the rationale for it, Steve. The fact that there is very little in any of, there's Highlands and Islands. There was one meeting in Inverness. I don't even know if that exists anymore. So it would be primarily online. We would be directing people to.
So postcards with a QR code on them would be more than enough.
No, we need a little bit about what NE is, because they're not...
One understands that. I mean, it's a helpline thing. I mean, you sort of like, I understand that, but it would need a Q... If you put some blurb on it with a QR code on a postcard, that could be distributed to not just police stations, but all kinds of other places.
That's a good idea as well.
Same thing, really. But yeah, I'd make a proposal on your behalf, Christine. You go away and research this. Get in touch with UKPI, find out whether or not that's being done anywhere else in Scotland, and what help and support they might be able to give us in respect of our being a virtual group, a virtual area, and how they're going to help support that. And that's. And come back next ASC and give us a report of what you found out. How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, really, our focus would be for the reason that Highlands and Islands was set up was for isolated people that could not get to face-to-face meetings. So we would be promoting HIGNA, and I think we would have to agree to promote UKNA websites as well, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. at meetings as well.
Mm-hmm. Get the idea.
So yeah, I think that's. I'm happy to do that for the next ESC.
Thank you very much, Christine. Thank you very much, Steve. Also, I believe Andy, you have got your hand up.
Oh, Ellie has her hand before me.
Right, sorry. Apologies. Ellie, would you like to come in?
No, Mike, I couldn't figure out how to lower the hand. Sorry about that. No, I asked the question. Sorry, Andy. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, Andy. My question was just simply because we did talk about this at our group meeting about the like what to do with the extra funds. So does this mean that we should table it with our group and then we would just like wait to see what comes back for from Christine and like, you know, what she might need or what it might cost, what have you? Or are we still discussing what to do with these extra funds?
I think we're still discussing it. It's basically old business, which is a continual thing there, Andy, about what we do with our funds each month. Or we propose different ideas of how to use that money. For example, we've actually given money to prisons, for example, etc., etc. And people within the group have undertaken that piece of work. And basically, we as Fellowship of Hignett have paid for that out of our traditional 7 monies. So if you've got any ideas, carry on, Andy.
The feedback was like shocking. I was just going to say, do you guys not have it in your guidelines of what you naturally would do? Like, I know a lot of areas they would have like a, I don't know, 30% of excess funds would go to region and, I don't know, 10% to world or something. Do you guys, I thought maybe you guys had that in your guidelines or no?
Do you mean for Hignett's, the Hignett area itself?
Sorry, I'm quite ill. You're saying, maybe I'm misconstruing all of this. As I understand it, the topic was that there's some excess funds above your prudent reserve and that you're asking groups to decide what may be a good idea to do with said funds. And I was asking if in your guidelines you already have some, you know, guidelines on what you usually would do with your excess funds, i.e. donating to region and world or putting forth, you know, a certain amount for like a event kind of thing, like you guys had the Unity Day thing that time. I was just wondering, like, is it not in the guidelines?
Yeah, well, what we have been doing is we make a regular donation. It's generally £200. We haven't come to that yet. To UK region. Historically, that's only happened in the last year because we had a conscience not to send it anywhere while we were not being accepted, because technically we couldn't, because we were not accepted as real meetings. So to those bodies, it would have been a donation, you know, from someone outside of NA. So it technically wasn't possible.
But the past is the past. So yeah, like I was just thinking of like today and here and now. Like, do you have guidelines you already donate 200 just regularly to region. I was just curious if there was any other proposed ideas for said money, or is it just kind of a, hey, everyone, what do you think? Like,
no,
you're saying,
we can bring that up in new business when we move on to next.
Sure, thank you.
It's if you have a proposal for something, it's then put to the group, and basically it's first and second. Yeah. Are you okay with that, Andy?
Yeah, of course. It came to our group and we voted, but then now it sounds like there's like some new developments, some new ideas. So I was just curious, like, what do we do with that information now?
We used to always say at our group when we do the business is words to the effect is actually there are funds available at area. If you've got any ideas, please let the GSR know so the GSR can take it to the next ASC if they've got any ideas. Okay?
Michael's had his hand up for a while.
Sorry, Michael.
Hi. The question, can you turn your... Thank you. The question is, basically, because it's a UKAPI situation where we have to talk to Police Scotland, wouldn't it behoove us to talk to other ASCs such as the Aberdeen Fellowship or the Glasgow Fellowship, the Edinburgh Fellowship about that? Because those are I think there is also a West Lothian or I forgot what that find out what their PI what they do with their PI in terms of this because we are an online presence and that's basically all we this area is, it would help to have not just an online but a but it would serve both our area as well as their area in lieu of that, because there are more than one area within Scotland. I'm not sure what Glasgow's doing, to be honest with you, but I do believe all the East Coast meetings are always looking to help other areas as well. So that's my take on what you just on what is. I'm not sure if that's a question or a response, but there you are. They're putting that on the table.
There must be some sort of over. Yes, there are different areas within Scotland, but there must be some overarching PI for the whole of Scotland. Surely there used to be. Steve used to know the guy.
No, there isn't.
Oh,
I've got my hand up, guys. Yeah, I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I can speak to some of this. So currently four ASCs in Scotland. One is a new area, which is it's east of Lothians. Sorry, west of Lothians. It's in a sort of middly bit. I'm aware of the fact that the East Coast Scotland, which is kind of the northeast part of Scotland, doesn't currently have a functioning ASC, but they do have a local service committee which is dealing with that stuff. They offered us support on this project when Christine first brought it up, but then nothing happened else other than that. I wonder whether or not this is something that we could ask our RCM to do, to reach out through the RSC support network to get in touch with the people doing PI in Scotland and organise some kind of collaboration, I think is the word I'm looking for, to be able to do that, and whether that's going to be possible. But again, I think the first point of contact is UKPI, because anyone that's doing PI, I mean, UKPI is being a really kind of proactive committee right now. They have a very active email system. They use a thing called Basecamp, which they use for disseminating information. So all their minutes and any stuff that's coming up in respect of whatever projects and stuff are going on. And they do actually have an ongoing process, like a work group, which is there specifically to look at new ideas and discuss them amongst the various areas around the UK if something comes up that's going to be of interest to. But yeah, as it stands, as was previously said, I don't believe there's never been in my experience in 30 plus years certainly in the 14 years I lived up there, there was no Scottish-centric PI at all. It's all been disparate areas doing their own thing. There's never been any unification of the services in Scotland. Thanks.
I've got my hand up. Can I? Is anyone else?
Yes.
I don't know if Michael is. Yeah, right, his hand's gone down. Right, okay. Well, can I suggest it needs further thought clearly? So, can I suggest that we, bearing in mind all of the questions that have been asked, Steve and I have a chat and come back next month having. You know, I will do what research I can. I don't have the connections that Steve has these days. So can I suggest that? Because I'm thinking of the time. We're already an hour in.
No problem, Christine. Give me a call.
Yeah. And let me move on to the next thing because I don't, you know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Now come to new business. And I have something to bring up. My name's Tony, I'm an addict. It's come to the end of my term as chairperson here. And my first around Christine, are you able to move up into this position at present, being vice chair, going to chair?
Tony, can I just take the opportunity to thank you for your service as chair? That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Big thank you to Tony for chairing, being vice chair, and then moving up to being chair. So that's a 2-year commitment. So thank you very much, Tony, for your service. And to answer your question, yes, I am. It's only every 2 months.
Yeah, so firstly, thank you very much, Christine, because I was a little concerned about that and would be willing to continue for a while if need be. Is there anything that needs to be said by any of the group members regarding this situation? The change of from me leaving.
Thank you very much, Tony and Christine. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Tony. And yeah, well done, Christine. I think it's.
Thank you. Good point out as well, guys. So Tony was actually vice chair for a year before that, so he's done 3 years.
Oh, wonderful. Tony, you're such a valuable member of HIGNA. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
Guys, please don't get me crying, but thank you very much. Right, let's carry on with the new business, because I understand basically what was highlighted by a couple of the members is about the use of Tradition 7 funds, so I wonder if there's anything.
I'd like to make a proposal that we donate £300 to Region again.
Second.
Another second if that's necessary.
Right, so basically £200 will be passed through to Region.
Oh, yeah.
300.
Yeah, we can afford 300, so yeah, why not?
Thank you very much, Steve. And Steve,
yeah,
does
I can
that
second
well.
That.
Yeah. Molly has her hand up. Would you like to speak, Molly?
Hi, my name's Molly and I'm an addict. Just given the amount of the surplus, like obviously, yeah, make a donation to
region. But are there other ways that we can use that money to carry the message, maybe like a speaker jam or something like that? Because 800's a lot.
There is a proposal I'm going to bring up in new business, Molly, that might speak to that, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay.
Cool.
Right, over to you then, Steve, because we are in new business as we speak, yeah?
Okay, yeah, well, it's come to my notice, because I did a little bit of research around it. There's not been any support in terms of service events in the UK focusing on virtual service, which I think also kind of came up in, this is kind of related to what Ellie was asking as well about moderating, right? I had a look through the flyers and various events that have taken place in the last 12 months. Apart from the UK convention, who are going to be broadcasting the main speakers and sharers from the UK convention in Blackpool this coming weekend, there was only one event that had an online link on it, and that was an H&I Unity Day somewhere in the UK. I forget where it was. So the proposal is for us to think about the idea moving forward of putting together a virtual service learning day for virtual service. In other words, like, you know, how do you run online meetings? What are the problems? How do we deal with them? I mean, some of the basic stuff like moderating, what service positions there are, how that works, and how moving forward is a result of the CAR report, result of motion 4, that virtual meetings have been recognised as whatever they are, you know, not that we needed recognition, etc., etc. But we need to start having that conversation. My understanding really was that that decision that was made at the World Service Conference in Motion 4 was a bit of a chocolate teapot, because the response to any questions from the floor of the World Service Conference asking for more information, what happens to the virtual service bodies, how are we going to do this, how are we going to do that, was responded to by, this motion does not address those issues. So we're kind of out on our own a little bit. And I wonder whether, like, you know, now is the time to start thinking about that and starting to develop the idea of what is virtual service? Where does it fit within the service structure as a whole? You know, do we need to be doing and focusing more on things that we need that are going to help our members? Because we're here to support the groups and the members of in the virtual world, if you like. So the idea would be to maybe kind of look at starting to get that together, do a bit of planning, liaise with some of the other virtual areas, other virtual groups within the UK. I mean, currently, just under a third of all meetings in the UK are online, and we're not seeing a great deal of support for them within sort of the things that the service structure is doing. You know, I mean, they're happy to organise events and conventions, but it's all geographically based. That maybe it's time for us to sort of like say, okay, guys, well, look, we're, you know, God helps those that helps themselves, kind of thing. And it would be maybe liaising with some of the other virtual meetings around in the UK to get together a little work group to figure out how we could do that. So that's the kind of gist of what I'm going to put out there on the floor for people to think about. Discuss.
That's a great idea, Steve. I mean, there are the resources that. I'm sorry, I didn't put my hand up. I don't know if there's anybody else. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's a good idea. And although the World Services, World. There have been resources put together following. Kind of various workshops, if that's what they were, by at a world level, about setting up online meetings. But actually, all of that stuff for us, everything that they've produced so far for us, was outdated. It was of no use to us because we've been doing it for 12 years and we were way ahead of them, basically. But in terms of service in online meetings. I think, and how that differs from service at face-to-face groups, they're slightly different positions, they have different names, you know. But how does that translate to online meetings? There is nothing, so I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, one of my, for those that may not be aware, I'm vice chair of UK Fellowship Development, and it's something that's come up a couple of times with various members attending that committee, asking for information about how to do stuff. Fellowship Development as such doesn't act on its own, so we wouldn't sort of just suddenly jump on that and say, let's do this. What it would require would be a member of HIGNA attending Fellowship Development Committee and coming up with that as an idea and a proposal, and that would give the Fellowship Development Committee and those present the opportunity to have that conversation and have a discussion around that as how we might bring in the rest of the virtual meetings in the UK, what areas are doing that and all that kind of stuff. So it's all very much a kind of collaborative thing. As vice chair, I'm not in a fellowship development. I'm not in a position to do that. But if someone else at HIGNA wanted to put themselves forward and come to the Fellowship Development Committee, if as an area we'd like to go with this idea and have that conversation and then start the ball rolling, if that makes any sense.
Thank you very much, Steve.
It makes lots of sense to me.
Because it is a fellowship development thing. This is fellowship development, right? We're developing a new area of service in NA. I mean, it's not never been done before. It's new. It's what FD is all about, really. But it's all about what do you need and how can we help? That's basically it. Unless you ask for help, we can't help you as such. So yes, I've got two heads on here.
Hi, Adit Homura.
I have my hand up.
Can I just ask something? Sorry, Ellie. Did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I do have my hand up. I just have a quick question. Is it dependent on the platform? Does it make a difference if somebody uses Zoom compared to BlueJeans? Would they be able to translate that information between the two platforms? Do you know what I mean? I think in essence,
no, it doesn't make any difference, does it? I mean, it would be like saying, well, this service workshop doesn't work because you meet in a church. It's not going to work for you if you meet in a youth club. It's a platform. That's all. It's just the venue's different, but the actual general service is the same. Some of the technical things are different, but I mean that's not insurmountable. I agree, but it's a good point, Ellie.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Can I just say?
I just ask Christine.
I'm still answering Ellie's question or related to Ellie's point.
Okay.
So rather than jump around between points, Ellie, I understand what you're saying, and whereas some, but I think that it would be we really need to have people who are using Zoom on board. To mention Absolutely. The other platform, because things technically will work differently.
Right.
So I think it's a good point, that's all.
Agree. It's again another reason why it would be useful to get representation from HIGNA at FD to come and start that conversation, because then we can, through fellowship development, that can all kind of be brought together.
And just lastly, the thing that I brought up before was just for us as a moderator, could we have, I know that NA at Home had some kind of information for people who wanted to learn how to use, you know, BlueJeans if you're a moderator. And I know what to do now, but I would have to, I don't think I could explain that to everybody who moderates meetings. So, or if anybody wants to take on a moderator position, they have to kind of know. There are different tricks that you can use when there's a bomber, but specifically the mistake that I made has to be addressed so that doesn't happen again. That's it for me.
Thank you. I believe Hilma Ray has a question to ask.
I did on the other issue, but it seems that that has been passed on to a new issue. So that's okay. I'll read the reports, and if I have further questions, well, I basically just wanted to know how HIGNA stands in with the UK development thing. But I suppose I'll read up more or speak to Steve, because I thought that HIGNA was just separate from the UK. I'm not sure how things work with NA there all along.
Do you mind if I come in there, please, Hilmarie?
Thank you.
You know, with the car report and everything that we've done, you know, we've now been accepted into NA as a whole. Yeah, and I understand now that we have a regional service member here, Michael. We are part of the whole of NA now. Yeah, it was voted on in the past. So we are not in the dark anymore, shall we say. And that's through the good work of people like Steve and Jay and people, their forefathers, that have helped us to get to this position, because online NA wasn't seen. We were invisible. Would you agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, as far as the service structure was concerned, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. So the fellowship development thing that Steve is talking about is part of UK NA, and you are just advertising it here and asking for help. And do we then go to another meeting to take part in that, or how does the two?
Okay, so can I answer that, Tony? Fellowship development in the UK was set up to respond to any requests for help or any requests of clarification to any member, group, area or subcommittee within the UK. That's its remit. It's there to offer help and support at any level. If someone's got a problem, they can come to Fellowship Development, or if they've got a question they want to answer, if they want clarity about certain things within service, they come to Fellowship Development, we have the conversation. If what comes from that develops into something that Fellowship Development can then look at and say, well, we can create a new task to perform to help that resolve that question, fantastic. Sometimes it doesn't need that. Sometimes it's just a question of giving that individual, whether they be a member, a group or a service body, the help and support they need and the encouragement they need to go off and do what they're wanting to do. I mean, the fundamental basics is, what do you need and how can we help? It's not always direct help. Sometimes it's just kind of moral support, if you like. That's what that committee's there for. It's fellowship development is about inwardly looking and supporting the fellowship to develop.
Okay, thank you, Steve. So what Christine brought up, she could just take that directly to fellowship development.
If you choose, would be something to do, but I can have that conversation with Christine.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Thank you very much, guys. Is there any other business? Any other new business? Anyone got any ideas? Anything come up? Okay. That sounds like a name to me. Is there any events going on at the moment? I've got that on my list. Does anyone know of any events available to online meetings or face-to-face meetings that's coming up in the near future?
I believe that the KNA meeting, convention is going to be weekend in Blackpool.
I can't hear. Yeah, I was going to just say that in Blackpool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And am I correct to assume that one of the meetings will be, the speaker meetings will be online as well?
I think it's a workshop, is it not?
I just posted some links, if that helps any.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Andy. Okay. Let's go to the closing balance. Well, that's going to be the same as things. So I'm just going to scroll up again and just see what it was. I've got my dog all over me at the moment, because he's wanting to go out. Okay, so the closing balance is £1,316.80 at present. Now we move on to the next ASC. Would someone like to propose a date? June, July, August. End of August. Would like someone like to propose a date for that meeting to be held?
I'd like to suggest that we move it from a Thursday. Move it to, generally we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever like that, because well, we have lunchtime meetings. Well, Monday, Tuesday, we've never had it on a Monday for some reason, but we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday lunchtime meetings, and 2 o'clock seems to be a good time to get a good turnout at the ASC, but not Thursday, so that people that might have regular Thursday appointments, so weren't able to attend today, can possibly attend the next time.
Are you proposing a date exactly there, Christine? Because that's what we're looking for at the moment, a date, the end of August, because I'm no longer chair. Sorry, you will be chair. Yeah.
Well, I'd like it. I'd also like to say I'd like it not to be Tuesday next month, because that'll be my first. I do service at the Tuesday Step 11 meditation meeting, and it'll be my first month as chair, so I'd like it not to be the Tuesday. So looking at this bloody new laptop, I can't get a calendar up on this computer. What's wrong?
Christine, it's going to be the end of August, so I'm just going to open the calendar. Is it Andy's got her hand up? Andy, over to you.
Yeah, hi, I'm so sorry. Just taking one step backwards, because right before you proposed making a date, Steve had written something that I thought was very important about the thing. And it looks like through texting. So I think it was good that Steve was asking for clarification that, essentially, we're still going to donate that $300 to Region, and then we're basically tabling or holding on to the other amount just until we find out more information regarding the PI idea for Christine and the virtual service learning day that Steve said he was going to look into. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Chat, and then you were like, oh, let's do, and I was like, yeah, okay, sorry, thank you.
Okay, so have you chosen a date yet, Christine?
30th, Wednesday, the 30th of August, I'm suggesting.
How does everyone feel about Wednesday, the 30th of August?
I'm an acne, Michael, and I work It'll probably be a little technical to do that, but I can send some information. I work on Wednesdays usually, historically, so I can't guarantee I'll be there. But if I'm not there, I can submit a report from region that day.
What about, in that case, what about Monday the 28th of August?
I'm getting my hair done that day, so it probably and my nails filed. Oh, that's fine. That'll work for me.
Monday the 28th of August.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, with that, let's go for that then, as there are no dissents.
Excellent. So we've got a date sorted out for that. That'll be put into the agenda, which I'll send that over to Steve a little bit later, although he has got a copy, but I've just amended it a little bit, Steve, okay? Right.
Is that a certain time, please?
2:05 p.m.
I have one more thing to ask, and I'm not sure anybody's exactly interested, but does anybody want to know about the UK Treasury?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to read you out what the Treasurer wrote out, because this is very, I think it's important for our group as well as understand the framework of what's going on at the region in terms of our donations. The Treasurer's report starts at £17,559, starting with 26K. When non-bed shape bills are paid, £4,800 below prudent reserve. This is not a concern. We have regional churn due to stipends and annual sums. We never need all the amount that we could be claiming in one RSC. Having had a private prudent reserve, it gives a breaking point which we need to pass on money. We only pass money on when we're confident we have enough money for our business. How we can approach the HMRC when the HMRC might tear us apart? There's nothing we need to fear, should be afraid by. We live by accountability. Those who are accountable need to be accountable. Not sufficient just to park the Treasury report on the website. Consultants earned their money. UKSO and RSC treasurers have talked to them. Conclusions that we meet the criteria considered outside the scope of taxes, even when taken apart by HMRC, would find no reason to serve us tax bills. Even conventions are funded by the members' contributions. Conclusions that understand that HMRC should be made aware of the accountant discovery process. The term seemed to applied is dormant. More details will be in the Treasury report. Listen, I apologize. I don't have that. I don't think they sent that to me. But I'm giving you what they...
There's quite a lot in there. Can you put it on the WhatsApp group, please?
Yes, and you guys can actually read it on your own time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they never sent a treasurer's report, so I can't give you exactly the breakdown, but just let you know that they're £17,000. They have currently £17,559. That's £4,800 under prudent reserve. So I'll get you more information when I get that information myself and for discussion. And so if there's any other questions, nope, that's fine. Thank you.
The apologies, Michael, for forgetting that point about getting you back in to do that report. So
that's right.
Thank you for your patience, mate. Thank you very much. Okay, we've come to the end of the meeting. So I'm going to ask if someone could close the meeting for us. And I'm just going to have a little quick look down. Okay, Penelope, are you there, Penelope? That's Penelope gone. Is Jay there? Are you there, Jay? No? Okay. What about Molly? Yeah. Molly, would you like to close our meeting for us today?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Using the weave and the serenity prayer. Yeah, using the word God as you understand him, her, or it. God, grant us
the things we can change, the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.